Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. IndiGo's operations crisis stretched into its fourth day. As the airline struggles to get its flights back on track, the DGCA has eased some rules to help stabilize the airline's network. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that a complete restoration of services is expected in the next 3 days. However, the regulator's concessions to IndiGo could open the door for rival airlines to seek similar relief, reports Swaraj Bagonka. Meanwhile, IndiGo has offered to waive cancellations and rescheduling charges for travel bookings between December 5th and 15th. The turbulence has taken a toll on the stock. Swaraj Singh Danjal reports that IndiGo's market cap has shed as much as 25,000 crore rupees. MC Pro researchers Tejal Parab explores whether the correction is a good entry point for investors. Read Srinath Sridharan's piece on how the IndiGo crisis exposes flaws in India's aviation market structure and regulatory oversight. Swaraj Bagonkar and Deborshi Chaki write that the airline's famed high utilization strategy has now become its biggest pressure point, while Meghna Mittal reports that delayed preparation for the new rostering norms compounded the crisis. The RBI's rate cut, coming at a moment of currency volatility, sends a clear signal. Growth takes precedence, writes Hamsini Karthik. IndusInd Bank chief economist Gaurav Kapoor said the central bank commentary suggests more easing ahead, with inflation projected at 2% for the current fiscal year. For borrowers and savers, Hiral Thanawala decodes what this means from home loans to fixed deposits. The RBI's inflation projections for FY26 have taken into account the current levels of the rupee, reports Manish M. Suvarna. Sunil Shankar Matkar speaks to experts to bring you 10 rate-sensitive stocks that could benefit from the RBI's repo rate cut and revised GDP growth forecast. Manish M. Suvarna also reports that the RBI's liquidity measures were aimed at countering year-end tightening. On the diplomatic front, India-Russia ties got a strong push. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to strengthen economic ties, with a focus on civilian nuclear power amid US pressure to curb India's oil trade with Russia. The two leaders also finalized an agreement allowing Indian professionals to relocate to Russia and signed pacts for shipments of Indian marine products and farm goods to Russia, aiming to increase trade to $100 billion by 2030. An analysis by Ishan Gera shows that India's exports to Russia could easily double to $10 billion. Modi, reaffirming the close ties, said the two nations have stood shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, Russia's Rosatom has delivered the first batch of nuclear fuel for Kudankulam's third reactor, with multiple flights planned to complete the supply under a 2024 contract. Priyansh Verma adds that oil imports from non-sanctioned Russian entities may increase in the near term. Apple supplier Corning is making a significant push into India's electronics manufacturing ecosystem, launching its first Gorilla Glass finishing plant in Tamil Nadu via a joint venture with Optimus, reports Danish Khan. In the world of crypto, Binance CEO Richard Teng has urged Indian policymakers to adopt a more open stance toward digital assets. In an interview with Debangana Ghosh, Teng highlighted India's potential, citing its young demographics, high mobile penetration, and tech-savvy population, making it a significant market for Binance. And finally, for the corporate grapevine, today's MC Insider features tales of a flying laptop, shifting power equations, and Korea Inc.'s deepening interest in India. Catch all the chatter here. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.